The views expressed during the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of WHBC or Alpha Media Company.
Trusted, live, and local. Your community, all morning long, here on 1480 WHBC.
Welcome back. I'm Jordan Miller. After more than three decades, that is, Walsh University, they've announced the retirement of one of the men who has run the boat for so long. Joining us right now is Dale Howard, who's retiring as the Vice President of Athletics and Athletic Director. Dale, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Jordan. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for taking the time to join us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on. I was saying to Billy just a second ago that it's a bittersweet time. It's mostly sweet, but, you know, when you transition of a place that's been your life and your family's life for 33 years, yeah. It's a little bit difficult, but I'm going to stay connected with the university, so that's really helped.
Your tenure, it dates back all the way to 1989. Were you in this position then, or have you grown into the role that you're retiring from?
Yeah, so, boy, 1989 sounds like a long time ago, Jordan.
It's 33 years.
Yeah, so I was hired in 1989 by Brother Francis Bluen, and I was hired as Dean of Students at the time. Now, the Dean of Students then oversaw almost everything that was outside the classroom, including financial aid and counseling and career services and athletics. So the athletic director reported to the Dean of Students. And 3 years later, Father Murkowski came in and he changed us to vice president. So I was vice president, Dean of Students, still over athletics. But now the role I'm in now, I've been in about 10 years. And that happened when I was leading the charge to move us from the NAIA to the NCAA. They required we have a full-time athletic director. Previous to that, Jim Dennison was head football coach and athletic director. So I agreed to move over to athletics as vice president of athletics, athletic director. Jim became full-time football coach. And that's the role I've been in as I've been finishing out my career there.
Okay, and a lot of people, Dale, a lot of young athletes as well, or people who are very big into their education, they go to Walsh locally because they can get a great education, they can still play the sport they love, but they can still be within a 25, 30-minute radius of home. Well, what's it been like to see these young athletes and students over the years grow into the professionals that they leave Walsh University as?
Yeah, that's probably the most gratifying part of the job. I think most people who are drawn to small school education, small private education, mission-driven schools, that's partly of why they're there. And you can imagine that the salaries aren't the highest compared to other things in higher ed, but the rewards, I think, very, very huge. I mean, to see people come in, young people, leave your institution, and you're just really convinced and confident that they're going to be good citizens, good husbands and wives, good leaders in their community. They know to give back. All of our students at Walsh experience service learning and how important service is. And in of course, in the field of athletics, what students learn in athletics with selflessness and hard work, perseverance, how to deal with failure, how to be a good team member, how to put others ahead of self. All of that helps develop the kind of individuals that I think our society right now needs more than ever.
Yeah, we need to come together, and we need people who they graduate with their education, but also still as caring individuals for one another, Dale. I believe that that's the biggest thing. Now, Walsh University President Tim Collins, he had high praise for you when they announced your retirement. I mean, one of the first things he said, Dale Howard is a legend. Then he went on to talk about your impact on students and the institution. When you hear the president say that, what goes through your mind to know that you were appreciated for your duration?
Well, it certainly is humbling, and it helps you realize how old you are. But really, Walsh is full of such stories. I'm just one of many, and I just lasted longer than many as far as my commitment to the university. I fell in love with the place. I never intended to stay more than 4 years, but I fell in love with the Brothers of Christian Instruction and their mission. I fell in love with what I felt was worthwhile work. In fact, I didn't call it work most of the time. My wife remarked often that she knew I was doing okay because I was whistling when I was heading off to work. And that's true. I really loved going to work. And again, I think I do appreciate the praise, but really there are overwhelming amount of the faculty and staff at Walsh are in the same boat, cast in the same mold.
And I understand that you're going to still serve Walsh University in like a on-call temporary position. Can you elaborate on that at all?
Yeah, sure. That's the piece that's really helping transition for me, that I'm going to be a special assistant to the president. And I'll work with the president and the athletic director mostly on determining where I can support student athletes. A lot of that can be at away games, to have a presence, an administrative presence at away games for our athletes. I don't know other things that the president might have in mind, but overwhelmingly that will be the role. And I'm very much looking forward to that. It's actually one of the things I have always liked as part of the job anyway. Even when I was vice president for student affairs, I went to most home athletic events and quite a few away events because I felt back even then that it was important to support our student athletes. You know, they're full-time students. They put 20 hours a week into their athletics. We want them to be involved across campus as well. We want them to be involved in service projects. So they really are great representatives of Walsh, and I like to support them.
That's great. That's great that they know that you're there to support them, and you'll continue to be there. Now, in your new role, you'll have a lot more free time. Well, what can we expect Dale Howard's retirement to look like? Am I going to catch you on the golf course? Are you going to be stealing my balls out there?
Well, if you hit them, offline, I am. Yeah.
<right. laughs>
So, my family has really sacrificed what I would call a normal family life in this role. There's a lot of evenings and weekends. Again, I didn't consider it work. It was you just weaved it into your life, and in doing so, you weave your family into your life. And you can't do something like this without a supportive spouse, and mine is more than supportive. And so now it's our time as a family. So I'm going to spend a lot of time traveling. I've got grandchildren in Florida, in Miami. I've got a daughter just moved to San Diego. I have a son in Philadelphia. I've got a brother in Phoenix. We have relatives in Seattle. And so my wife and I are going to figure out how to put family first, and do a lot of that traveling, and then I'll squeeze some golf in.
Yeah, you'll make time for golf. No, that's great, though. Family first. That's my motto, and I'm sure that retirement's going to treat you well. Thanks for everything, Dale, that you've done for Walsh University over the last 33 years. That's remarkable. Thank you so much for joining us, and I hope you have a great retirement.
Thank you so much, Jordan, and thank you again for having me on. I very much appreciate it.